Most people see this structure and think it's a covered bridge. That answer is partially correct. When you uncover the details about what you are looking at, though, you'll realize you are gazing at the last one of these in the entire nation. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Link Luddington is Director of Historic Preservation for the Indiana State Museum and Historic Sites. One of the items he is currently overseeing is the restoration of a historic bridge on the old Whitewater Canal.
It essentially is a covered bridge, but it's a covered bridge that instead of having a roadbed and carrying foot traffic and vehicles and livestock animals, it actually carries a man-made body of water, the Whitewater Canal.
The Whitewater Canal was begun in the 1830s, linking the Ohio River to central Indiana. The waterway had to navigate a hefty elevation change, meaning aqueducts such as this were needed to place the actual canal over Duck Creek below.
Today, the Duck Creek Aqueduct is the only surviving wooden covered aqueduct in the United States. There were other examples that all have disappeared.
The original covered bridge aqueduct was built in 1846. Because this is a water-filled canal traveling through a wooden structure, upkeep is constant. Interestingly, the original building materials held up quite well, but are difficult to find today.
Yellow poplar is one that, lumber that was harvested 200 years ago, was known for its relative durability and decay resistance. But the modern yellow poplar lumber that's available commercially today, because of the growing conditions of the forest it's been taken out of, just doesn't have that longevity. It doesn't hold up that well.
Visitors to the Whitewater Canal State Historic Site are often impressed with the mighty infrastructure goals in the early days of statehood.
And the fact that the state of Indiana, so early in its history, was engaged in that kind of development activity to boost commerce and attract people to live in the state, I think is pretty remarkable.
Traveling the countryside in Metamora, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.